Hello, GWA. I figured my first post in a while should probably be something not too difficult, especially since I'm under a lot of stress at the moment. And I was scrolling through GWA just before I went to bed, after having worked on assignments all day, and I saw that there is a penis preference test, and I was like, this again. But upon reading the post a little bit, it looks like it's been made by an actual Redditor with actual realistic penises this time. Because that wasn't the one on, what was it, OkCupid or something? Not so realistic. It's got micro dicks and then huge dicks, and clearly, it's not really nice if, I don't know. I don't like the idea of, body shaming in any way, shape or form. So, anyway. So I haven't had a look at any of the dicks yet. I figured I'd save that for the microphone. But, yeah. So basically, for each dick, there's a list of questions, and I will go through them for each one, and it probably shouldn't take too long. But I hope you enjoy listening, and I've been rambling for nearly 2 minutes now. So let's actually just get into it, shall we? The penis preference test 3.0. So, first one is a nice dick with some Calvin Klein undies. Good choice. So, questions for each. What do you think of this dick? I think that is a probably larger. Actually, that's fairly large. Yeah, fairly big dick. This dick would, I would say, be very pleasant. Fill me up perfectly. Yeah, that goes. Aesthetically, this dick looks, it's a good looking cock. I don't know. It's fine. My favorite part of this penis is, I don't know, I'm not a fan of the angle. I prefer, like, the close-ups, where I can get, like, a good look at the veins, that kind of thing, because I like that kind of detail. I don't know. I like the shape, because it's got that kind of, I don't know, it's got that, like, slightly bulbous quality to it in the middle of it, and that's really nice. Do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised? I prefer uncircumcised. I just prefer the look and the feel of it, but just me. When it comes to okay, so this is kind of moving into, like, more general questions by the looks of it, so I'll just answer the first few for each dick following this. When it comes to size, I believe size doesn't really matter, honestly. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the sensation of being filled up, but you can do a lot without having to necessarily be able to do that. In terms of colour, I like a pink dick. I like dicks that are, I like thick, curved, veiny, uncut cocks. Yes, I think that's that would be my preference. Okay, on to Dick two. Dick number two. That's another big dick. I thought these were going to be more realistic, guys. Yep. It's another big dick. Okay. I have said that I think that dick is quite large. This dick would... I would say that would hurt a little bit. But still be probably pretty good. Aesthetically, this dick looks quite nice. I am a fan of the cock ring. Not a fan of the way he's pushing down the fat at the base of his cock. Like, the pad of fat there, I notice, especially in, like, subreddits, where people are posting their dicks. A lot of guys tend to push down that fat, that pad of fat at the base, and I don't know, I don't like it. I feel like it's trying too hard to misrepresent what is there, if that makes any sense. Yeah. My favorite part of this penis is, I'm a big fan of those veins towards the base. And like I said, I like the cock ring. I think that's nice. Next one. Okay, so that is another, that's a very large dick. And that dick would be, I think, far too big for me. Aesthetically, there are elements I like and elements I don't like. But the element I like, again, is that kind of the bulbousness in the middle. I'm circling it with my cursor, just in case you can see. And I'm not a fan of, like, it's very straight, like a soldier. Like a soldier with his little helmet. yeah. But I mean, you know, it's not bad. I like that it's just kind of left to just sit there and be as it is. Yeah, I like that picture. My favorite part of this penis is, like I said, that bulbousness in the middle, because I'm sleepy and I don't have a better word for it. Next dick. That's another very large dick. Yikes, guys have read it. These are apparently all user-submitted cocks, so that's pretty impressive. So, yep, this dick is big. This dick would... I would say that would be a good fit. Aesthetically, this dick looks nice. It's a dick. What can I say? I've been a fan. Of the aesthetic of dicks since I was pretty much just into puberty. I never understood why people thought they looked gross, because I always thought they were, well, beautiful. But that's just me, maybe I'm weird. My favorite part of this penis is, I really like the, what's that? The frenulum, right? That's the correct word for it. It's either the perineum or the frenulum. I always get mixed up between them. But I quite like that. And yeah, it's just how it kind of fades from this, like, this really nice kind of chocolatey color to this, like, really nice, like, blushy pink color. That's nice. I like it. Okay, next dick. It's a nice dick. What do you think of this dick? I would say that is an... It's so difficult to tell when people are using their hands, because you don't know if they've got really large hands or if they've got, like, really small hands. It's difficult to gauge. I would say that's probably larger than average, right? I don't know. I'm no dick expert. I'm just a fan. This dick would be nice, I think. Be a good fit. Aesthetically, this dick looks, well, nice. And my favorite part. I don't know. He's hiding a lot of it with his hand, unfortunately. I don't get to see the shape or anything, but I don't know. I like the color just around the base of the head. I like the way it flares out. Oh my goodness. I've always been intrigued by, like, I don't know. Like, if you look at this guy's pubes, they're like super duper, like, tight little curls, like really close to his skin. I think that's really interesting how much pubic hair varies from person to person. Especially like people with, like, you know, blonde or red hair, and then they'll have like blonde or red pubes, and it's like, that's interesting to me. Just a weirdo probably. Anyway, on to the questions. What do you think of this dick? I would say that's pretty much as close to a horse cock ever as I've seen on a person. That's a big dick. This dick would definitely make me hurt. I don't think I'd want to try that. Aesthetically, this dick looks like, well, it's nice, other than being very large. And my favorite part... I don't know, I really like the position, the fact that you can see that it's so large and heavy that it just kind of, like, falls over. And then, like, fucking covers his entire thigh. That's mental. Okay, next one. Oh, that's a nice one. See, my problem with this picture, though, as nice of a picture as it is, I can't see half of it. I can't see the balls. I can't see the majority of the shaft. All I can see is a little bit of the head and, like, lots of cum. So, I don't know. It looks like an average, probably larger than average dick. Meh. Be good, probably be a good fit. Aesthetically, it's fairly nice. I mean, you know, it's difficult to see around the hand and all of the cum. My favorite part, like, I'm not impressed by this picture. I'm sure he has a very nice dick. I'm not impressed by this picture, even though if I were to go on a subreddit looking for dick pics, this would be fine. For the sake of this test, I'm not happy. But, yeah. Next one, on number 8. Okay. Like I said, I don't like these, I don't know, these kind of wider shots. Like, I prefer to be up close and personal with the subject, you know? What do you think of this dick? I would say that is an average dick. This dick would... yeah, it'd be okay. Aesthetically, it's fine. There's no, I mean, that's pretty, I don't know, textbook, right? It's pretty much as normal as, I don't know. There's nothing that, like, pops out, but there's nothing negative about it that I can say. I do like that little mole. I don't know, I like birthmarks and moles around the areas. So that little tiny, that little spot on his dick is nice. And my favourite part, probably that little spot. I like it. Number 9. What do you think of this dick? Without a reference point, it's a little bit difficult, but I'd say average to bigger than average. Definitely girthy. This dick would fill me up well, probably. Aesthetically, it's very nice. I like, again, the bulbousness around the middle, or rather towards the head, I suppose. And I like the colour gradient going on here, where it gets from fairly pink to, you know, not so pink, more like beigey. But yeah, I'd give the, not necessarily shave, but give the pubes a little bit of a trim. But I can appreciate the hairiness going on. And I think I pretty much answered all of that. So, on to the last dick. Okay, this is my favourite one. I like this one. Okay, so I don't think any of the other dicks were uncircumcised. So this is definitely getting, like, gigantic ticks for that. It's very big. And it looks very girthy. But at the same time, it's very appealing. Okay, so just gotta maintain my composure because I got a little bit excited there. So that this dick would definitely make me hurt. Aesthetically, this dick looks like a work of art. I am a real fan of this one. And my favourite part, okay, so, I love all of the veins that I can see going on. Like, veins are seriously so underrated, and they're just very nice to look at, seriously. I especially like the one that goes over the foreskin. That's like, yes, that's just like, and yeah, just everything about this, really. Like, it's also got a little bit of more thickness towards the head, which I quite like. Yeah, that's a nice dick, man. Damn. And I like the fact that he shaved his balls. That's like, that's good job. Yeah, this, oh, and it looks like he also has blonde pubes. There you go. So that's like got maybe red. I don't know. I can't really tell. Sometimes they're difficult to distinguish in pictures. But yeah. Oh, that's nice. I like that. Alright, well, I hope that my rambling about dicks wasn't too boring. I hope you enjoyed. I know it wasn't exactly like insane fappy, screamy, wet sounds kind of audio, but I figure occasionally it's alright if we take a little what word am I searching for? Take it a little bit easy, and I hope you enjoyed. If you managed to get off to this, congratulations, because I would probably not be able to. Okay, and Thank you to Transcendent Master for compiling these pictures and kind of giving us a bit of a better rounded approach to the penis test, but Transcendent Master, if you are listening to this, please, 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 we have to have more uncut cocks put into the mix and more dicks of varying sizes, because I mean, while I appreciate a big dick as much as the next girl, you know, they gotta represent all kinds of people, because we got so many different kinds of people with all different kinds of dicks, and they're all beautiful. Okay. Anyway, I am going to upload this and go to bed, and so thank you for listening, I suppose.